Hello, welcome to Newsbox. It's Tuesday the 23rd of October, and this is the news.
Not only the news.
What is it?
The motherfucking news.
Ooh.
What? I thought I'd try that out.
I wasn't that keen on it, but, yeah. Right. Today, a police station, has opened, and it's got this new court in it, which is run by 10-year-olds. Basically, when kids are naughty, they're going to get hauled up in front of a group of their peers, and then they decide what's going to happen to them. Punishments are expected to include puncturing the tyres on the bikes, not letting them have a game on the Xbox, and not inviting them to a party.
But
seems a little bit like a waste of time.
I think it's a waste of time.
Another thing young people are up to these days is getting skunks for pets. There's a lad here, Jonathan Hellgate. He's got a skunk, and the skunk is called Gizmo. And he takes it for a walk. They're very good. As long as you handle them when they're little, they get used to it, and they're so affectionate. And the trick is just to make sure you take out their smelly glands before you start.
I smelled a real skunk when I was in America.
They smell bad.
Really,
they ruin a car, don't you? If you run over a skunk, you have basically your car's decked in forever and ever because it would smell.
It was so bad. We drove through for miles and there was loads of them around.
Did you see any?
Didn't see any, but I fell asleep. You know when you're partly asleep and you don't really realise? And I kind of woke up talking about Pepe Le Pew, making no sense. It was good.
Good. Bong! Some news.
Ooh.
Bong! They're going to bring back news at 10.
Oh, had it gone?
Well, it's moved to 10:30. But Trevor McDonald's going to come back and give news at 10 again.
Is he going to swear in it?
Probably, and everyone will laugh. They apparently moved it so they could show films that were long without uninterrupted, but I'm fairly sure even now they still interrupt films. They just start them at 9 o'clock, so I'm not quiet.
I do find that irritating when they say, "Oh, we're back in half an hour," and you think, "Oh, you know what? I'm just going to go to bed. I know what happens anyway."
I've seen Dirty Dancing before.
Yeah. No, I was thinking of Splash.
That's never on at 10 o'clock.
It is sometimes.
Everyone's fat, everyone's going to die, la 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 la. Turns out it's not just Britain in crisis, though, over the fatness. A quarter of the world's population are fat enough to be classed as obese, which is bizarre when you think about it, because a lot of people are starving in Africa. This we know.
Yeah.
How do they manage to get so porky?
It's just not on, is it?
No.
Really.
Sorry, talking of food, I'm going to have a bit of kiwi fruit.
Rod Stewart.
Yeah?
Pictured here, looking pup.
Is he though? Is he really?
Yes, he is. Look.
What did you do for me? Very missive.
Good.
She's got lovely legs.
But she might have lovely legs, but she's got knockers on the top of them. Not my cup of tea at all.
No, that would be quite freaky.
I'd like a nice pair of legs with
a cock.
With a cock on the top of them. In Strictly Come Dancing in America, Mel B's been on it.
Yeah.
And
doing well?
Well, she wasn't last week, but apparently this week she did very well because the rest of the Spice Girls went and cheered her on, pretending to be her friend. She danced to a Spice Girls song and then did splits at the end of it.
Woo! Well, that's good.
So, good for her.
Baldrick's in trouble.
Is he?
Yeah, he done a murder.
He never did he?
Well, yesterday, possibly the day before, possibly the weekend, a man was doing some jousting for Time Team, and he got a splinter of wood in his eye, and he died.
He died from having a splinter in his eye?
Well, apparently so.
Was it a massive splinter that went right through his head?
No, he died in hospital a week later, so it's probably MRSA.
Right. MRSA. Amy Winehouse has spoken out.
Finally.
She said, a drink. Because I'm nervous.
I'm
insecure. What do you think about that, then?
Well, I think that's a little bit of an excuse.
Do you think?
Well, unless she gets nervous going down her local pub, in which case maybe she shouldn't bother. Girls Aloud.
Mm-hmm.
This is brilliant.
I've got to see Hillary Clinton, Essie.
That's a visual joke.
Yeah.
They banned cover versions from their new album.
Mm-hmm.
Because we've all had a crack at songwriting, and it's not as hard as they make out.
Mm.
That's what they say, so look forward to that. Mm.
So is this going to be their downfall?
I think it quite likely will be. Although, I don't think they'll let them release any of the songs that they've written. They'll get Kathy Dennis to do them.
Mm.
And they'll just put them as fillers on the album.
Well, I suppose they've got a lot to write about. Fashion, footballers.
Being love machines, drinking. Going to celebrity parties.
Pinching and cleaners in the face.
That sort of thing.
Hair straighteners.
Yeah. All sorts. Shampoos.
Being bitches. Because they look like hard-faced bitches.
They do. They? You wouldn't.
You think, no, I would not.
They look like the sort of girls that you just, that, you know that they're kind of the girls at school that everyone's very impressed by and likes their clothes, but you wouldn't want to be friends with them.
No, well, they'd be horrible to me. They'd be mean. I know they would have. Dean Gaffney's been in trouble.
Oh, I tell you what, they're Baldrick, the Girls Aloud, Gaffney.
All our favourite. Dean Gaffney, he got caught speeding down the motorway,
mm-hmm.
100 miles an hour, on his mobile phone.
Wow, I didn't know mobile phones could go that fast. Or was he in a car?
What do you think? You you got away with £115 fine.
Well, that boxer's got away with
so he went home,
someone.
He went home, opened his EastEnders jar, poured around the bottom of it, and it's paid it off.
So. Surely he's got a bit of money from Celebrity Get Me Out of Here. It's a shame that they don't give you money on YouTube every time you watch that, him doing that bush talk. He had a fortune out of us. We can watch that again now.
Yeah. Amazing. But I want to see the uncut because the uncut, when they cut it in there, they cut the bits where he was puking up.
Ewan McGregor, he's finally spoken out, he's livid. He's been doing this motorbike ride around Africa, it's going to be on the telly.
Mm-hmm.
It's a good clip of him on an advert doing a super African accent. Mm-hmm. Very good. Anyway, he's saying. It's made him realise how ridiculous the British government is in its nanny states. He's saying it's so nice to go to Africa. You know, there were men smoking while they were filling up motorbikes with petrol at garages.
Oh, how nice.
There was no CCTV, there was no congestion charge. It was brilliant. He's saying he might move.
So, I mean, what was better about that? Just that you could smoke near some petrol?
Yeah.
And if you'd done a murder, you'd probably go in there.
Because he doesn't earn enough to move for tax reasons, but he might for to smoke in a garage. Now, here's some news that I'm very cynical about this.
From?
Apparently Ziggy has proposed to Chanel and they're going to get married in an exact copy of the Beckham wedding.
Really? And he's paying for that? Is it OK Magazine?
I'm not sure, but apparently they went on holiday to Dubai. They've had endless magazine deals. A friend from... a friend says they realise people think they're rushing it, but they want to get engaged. Almost exactly like Chantel, isn't it?
Mm.
But they did make... Apparently... Chantel made $500,000 out of that marriage, so worth it really, 10 months out of a schedule. Not very busy schedule.
We'll ever make.
Well, yeah.
Unless
we do reality television.
Maybe we should. Mm. Should we? Well, you'd be like Leslie.
Yeah, I would be like Leslie. Yeah.
And I'd be like Charlie.
This is quite interesting. There's a concert going on in aid of a cancer charity.
Yeah.
At Mount Everest.
Not many people can go to that.
Well, it's probably just as well because the people who are playing aren't very good. It's Mike Peters of The Alarm, someone from The Stray Cats, and Glenn Tilbrook of Squeeze.
Oh, he plays everyone.
Well, exactly, so he's now playing for Everest. So, I went, that's brilliant.
What about some of the people that live on Everest, go up and down and clear the rubbish?
Sherpas.
Yeah.
They've got a panpipe band. They'll probably be playing.
What's that song they always play?
Is it Chasing Cars by Snow Patrol?
Oh, God. Do you recognise it?
Sounds a bit like Miss Marple theme tune. No, I don't know what it is.
Britney Spears.
Something like that. A little boy, big fan of Harry Potter, saw a Harry Potter hat, a nice bright orange one, on the pavement, picked it up, put it on.
Yeah.
It was a cone.
Yeah.
Stuck on his head.
Stuck?
Yeah, stuck. He had to go to hospital. But in fact, there's the fire brigade trying to pull it off his head. There's 6 grown men there. Oh no, sorry, there's another one there. 7 grown men there trying to pull the hats off him.
Bollocks. You know what they should do, little so-and-so? Leave it on. Leave it on.
Well, he's not, he didn't do it maliciously. Like, he just went, oh, brilliant, I can look like Harry Potter. I've put that on my head, didn't I? He didn't do it as a malicious thing, like, oh, I'm going to mug a granny.
Oh, he did, look at his face. Pure evil. You know, in the olden days, they used to do that kind of thing. The king and queen. And I've read about this, it's amazing. they like to have dwarves and freaks and people like that to serve them.
Are you thinking of Queen the Band, where they had dwarves rumbling around with trays of cocaine on their heads at a party?
No. Okay. This is British royalty. I'm not that far back. Mm-hmm. I'm thinking Charles Diana. And
Queen Mother.
They used to get a baby from buy a cheap baby.
Mm-hmm. Like Angelina Jolie.
Put it in a jar with no bottom on the jar. Mm-hmm. So its head sticking out the top, and its arms and legs coming out the bottom. And
his arms look, it's just a jar necklace.
It's just, yeah, but his whole body's in the jar.
But his arms aren't coming out the bottom.
They are, because they're poking out the bottom.
Oh, right, his hands are poking out the bottom.
Yeah.
His arms are stuck in the jar.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Tips of the fingers out, right?
Yeah.
The baby is alive.
Yeah.
It's fed, it pisses and shits and stuff. Not giving much.
And then it just grows into the bottle.
Grows into the thing. Grows into the shape of it. And then, when they're like 18 years old, they crack open the jar, out pops a little freak, and then they begin their life in service. That's what used to happen. And it's very similar. It reminds me of this boy with the cone on his head. Because that could be good. If his head grew into a cone because it couldn't grow anywhere else, then you're going to have quite an interesting deformity.
Here's a weird story. London Mayor Kane Livingstone, it's a picture. Well, I'll read the caption so you can picture this for yourself. Mm-hmm. London Mayor Kane Livingstone, actor Christian Slater, posed next to an 8 metre tall animatronic statue of Miami Dolphins American football player.
Why?
Jason Taylor.
Why? What are they doing now?
I can tell you. The statue is to promote the first NFL game played outside the Americas, which takes place at Wembley Stadium. Now, this makes me angry. Because, I've just realised it makes me angry. It's American football. It's watched by Americans. Yeah. Nobody is that interested. Really, it's a very minority sport. Why on earth are they all flying over here to play football when what they could do is stay in America? This is why there's greenhouse gases. It's not me going to Iceland in a couple of weeks. It's bloody American football players coming to play a pointless sport in a country that doesn't care. And it's also Tom Cruise's fault for hanging around talking on people's mobile phones all the time.
I hate...
For a premiere.
I hate Tom Cruise. He was in London last night at the premiere.
Yeah, exactly. He flew over that point.
For 2 hours, he wandered around the red carpet being a, oh, being a, oh, oh, somebody just...
He does work the red carpet.
Somebody kill him.
Well, maybe he will get killed because there's a lot of wildfires in California. Arnold Schwarzenegger is trying to sort it out. People who've been affected so far.
The Terminator.
Mel Gibson, David Duchovny, Jennifer Aniston, Pamela Anderson, Jim Carrey, and your favourite, Sting. So maybe Tom Cruise will get moved out as well.
Did Sting die in the fight?
Yep. It's ironic, really.
Why?
Because he was campaigning
did
for the forest.
Did he think that some London was burning?
He sang the song Forest Fire.
Fire,
by Lloyd Cole and the Commotions.
That's a song from Sister Act, isn't it?
Where do you follow? Basically, there's a story here saying don't use patches and things and gum when you're trying to get up smoking. Have hypnosis, it's better.
Yes. And if anybody wants some hypnosis, I can give it to them for a small fee.
Excellent.
Just get in touch.
Apparently,
there's a new thing actually. Sorry, yeah. Related to this.
Yeah.
You can get in bars now. Instead of going outside to fight in the cold, you can have a drink that's got nicotine in it.
Mm.
A nicotine cocktail.
It's quite a good idea, but at the same time, it tastes horrible. It's not the same effect, is it?
I don't know.
I see. It's a hand thing, isn't it? But I guess if you can't smoke in a bar, then...
Well, I don't know. I don't think it is a hand thing. I think people kid themselves it's a hand thing, but actually it's a nicotine thing.
Mm. If you don't get enough sleep... This is kind of what I did yesterday. You do become like a monosyllabic caveman because the side of your brain that deals with logical reasoning just shuts down. So you just kind of do basic things like clubbing with a club, not at the club.
Pretty good.
Chasing a dinosaur.
Dragging a woman by her hair into a cave.
Yeah, building a fire, inventing a wheel. You just deal with that sort of stuff rather than more sophisticated.
Making a coat out of skin. Some skin. Patrick Kielty.
Mm.
He's a hater of the month, isn't he?
Is he?
Most hated month,
I do hate him. Mm. Yeah, why not? I can't think of anyone else I hate.
Not only the pasty little thing,
but
the dwarf.
You were quite angry about Tom Cruise.
Yeah,
he's also a dwarf.
Tom Cruise is like, well, we'll have this in the annual, won't we? We'll have the most hated.
I'll just make a note of that.
Patrick Kielty and Tom Cruise are certainly up there.
Sting.
Sting.
Bono.
That's it, really. Don't hate many people. David Cameron.
Tom Cruise. I am just writing down, sorry.
Good. Kelly Osbourne and Fern Cotton accidentally went out wearing the same outfit.
How embarrassing.
Luckily, they both look so different that nobody really noticed.
Oh, that's good. Yes, because one of them's dark and sort of squat.
Mm.
The other one's blonde and thin.
Mm. It's like if we went out in the same outfit.
Mm.
You know, nobody would notice.
Some people went to the ballet at the Bristol Hippodrome and they got covered in pigeon droppings because apparently there's pigeons living in the roof. They're demanding their money back. It was only 17 quid a ticket though, so that's quite cheap. This is a story we discussed amongst ourselves yesterday, but not on Newsbox.
Oh, yeah.
Monkeys killed deputy mayor.
Yeah.
In India, in New Delhi, there's a big problem with monkeys and that they've got, there's little monkeys that are naughty, they're macaques, I think. Rhesus macaques. And they've got some other monkeys who are bigger monkeys to try and police those monkeys. And it's not gone so well because the little monkeys that they did attack the mayor.
Mm-hmm.
And he was on a first floor terrace.
Mm-hmm.
He got knocked over by these monkeys, fell off, died.
In genetics, with a rhesus monkey, I'd be able to breed with that monkey, whereas you wouldn't.
Why?
Because I've got rhesus blood. So, say if I met one of the monkeys, firstly they'd be more attracted to me because they'd be able to smell my blood.
Right.
Secondly, they'd be more attracted to me just anyway. Thirdly, they'd know that they could feed with me, so they'd want to. And I would just give it a go, to be honest. Because, you know, you could have a little humanity. And have you seen a baby chimp recently?
Yeah, no.
Have you seen one?
I have seen one ever.
So much nicer than a baby.
They are much nicer than
about
a baby.
How much nicer?
10 times.
10 times, 11, 12 times nicer.
It's a lot nicer.
Oh, and they can cling to you, whereas a normal baby can't, doesn't know to. What's on the telly tonight then?
Well, I'm just looking and there's absolutely nothing worth watching on telly tonight.
They've had a rather?
Honestly, I mean, there's Heston Blumenthal's on.
Yeah.
And then there's just football.
Heston Blumenthal.
I've gotten off CSI Miami, I can't watch anymore. Although one of them might die, so that'd be interesting. But really nothing.
Guess who in London was the most stylish man and woman?
Stylish man. Is it,
It's not who you think.
Is it, Kate Moss's new squeeze?
No, I'll do you an impression of him.
Yeah.
Boris
Johnson.
Yes. Who do you think is the most stylish lady? I'll do an impression. Get the London look.
Kate Moss.
Yes. Okay. Now for
they should go out with each other.
Now for the least, not the most unattractive, least stylish.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I'll do the man. Here's my impression.
Prince Charles. Oh, Gordon Brown.
Yes. And woman. You're a fucking poppin' off.
Jade.
Yeah.
Ooh. Well, those are excellent impressions you were there. Remarkable that I got those. Have you got any more news? Is that another paper you've got to go through?
This is good news for everybody.
Okay. I like good news. Let's end on some good news. Okay.
Number of women showing their breasts on TV has hit record level. Thanks to top trotty Billy Piper, who is going to be getting her baps out tonight, the former Doctor Who brave.
She's actually going to show actually, nipple?
Yeah.
Ooh, she's made people wait for that, because that's about the third episode of that
not
program.
Not only nipple, but like the entire breast. And I mean, I imagine somebody's going to be like bringing in them, kind of, maybe licking them, maybe smoking on them, something like that. But not only has Billy Piper done it, but Secret the Tudors. There's some tits in that. Fanny Hill, there's going to be tits in that.
Right, is there going to be Fanny in that as well?
Nuts magazine is over the moon.
Well, Nuts TV are possibly, because there's now a Nuts TV channel. Yeah, we put it on for 30 seconds in our house, but I don't want to set it up again. It was just delayed. That's probably up the amount of tits on it.
A study in this week's issue showed the airtime featuring bare breasts soared to 10 hours in a week.
That's loads. How many channels that?
More than three times the nipple action of last year.
Well, I'm glad that someone's doing this sort of research.
In 2004, there was only 7 hours and 10 minutes in a year.
That's quite a lot.
In a year.
Quite a lot.
But 10 hours a week. Oh, some of it is the half-ton man. Wish I was in video. The half-ton man is so big his skin is leaking and his body is just seeping out onto his covers. Like some horrible kind of blood and fat super shock.
Right, yeah. Thanks for listening. We'll be back tomorrow.
Yeah.
Bye.